Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie along with Matt Higgins. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Matt, you say that you predict CEO failure. How do you do that?
Great question, George. Not to get too psychological, but it's basically self-awareness is really important in business because it enables you to make your own interventions without having somebody to say to you, hey, this product's doomed, or you got to fire that employee, it's going to ruin your company. And so I find that CEOs who have the awareness to make the course corrections without me having to tell them, that's the whole game. And so I do a lot of work when I'm doing a deal to figure out, is this person willing to tell themselves the truth so they can make those course corrections when everything is on the line?
How much of it is instinct within themselves?
Yeah, that's the whole reason I wrote my book, Burn the Boats, is we are conditioned in society to outsource our judgment to books at Barnes & Noble or TED Talks or politicians, and we overlook our own instincts. And so it's amazing how people will seek outside help before first seeing, what can I unlock within myself, and what's my intuition trying to tell me? But everybody's always trying to talk you out of your intuition. I try to talk leaders into their intuition and figure out what's blocking their confidence.
How would you look at Putin next to Zelensky? Zelensky, a former comic who turned president of Ukraine.
I think Zelensky is the ultimate burn the boats move. I opened my book talking about this history of this philosophy and all these military leaders, you know, who've embraced it. But just to make anyone out there listening thinking, hey, Matt, that's ancient history. You know, we're a civilized society. Think about Zelensky. There was think about when the war first started. Everyone concluded that he doesn't have a shot. In fact, the United States offered him safe passage. And then he made a brilliant burn the boats move. I don't know if you remember this, but he went out and leaked the phone call in which he said, hey, President Biden called me, and I told him, and Biden said, listen, you're going to get assassinated, you and your entire family, and so we'll help, you know, ferret you out of, you know, the Ukraine. And his response was, I don't need a ride, I need ammunition. What he did was he burned the boats. He told the whole world, and he told his own people that I'm prepared to fight to the death, and I'm going to win. That was the turning point. That was the ultimate burn the boats move in which all of us started to believe.
What is Russia doing wrong? You would think they could annihilate the Ukrainians.
Well, they're a testament to the power of why at the end of the day. I think the Ukrainians have a stronger why than the Russians have a stronger why. Why did you invade Ukraine? You know, and what is Ukraine fighting for? They're fighting for their independence, their freedom. They're about to be subjugated by their neighbor. There's tons of history. They've been through everything. They've been preparing for this moment. And so I think it's a testament to when your why is weak or motivated by, you know, greed or power, in the end, you're destined to fail.
Does Burn the Boats, Matt, teach diplomacy, something I think we're lacking right now in government?
Yeah, Burn the Boats teaches nuance. You know, at the end of the day, diplomacy is nuance, right? Trying to resolve crisis. So absolutely, Burn the Boats teaches that, you know, these bombastic statements, even Burn the Boats is a bit of a Trojan horse. When you pick up my book does not say burn the boats with you in it. It doesn't say burn the bridges. It says leave behind that which is holding you back. But it's all about nuance. So I totally agree with you. We are lacking diplomacy. We're lacking sort of a global solution, an end game. But I am firmly on the side of a country defending its sovereignty.
You have an Italian saying, and I'll say it in English, the fish rots from the head.
Yeah, I love that phrase.
What does that mean?
Well, the Italians, they have a saying for everything, right? So it basically means that I can walk into any business and I can identify something going wrong at that cash register that I'm telling you I could trace all the way back to the management of the company, oftentimes the CEO. What it means is when the leader of an organization is out of kilter and has not addressed their issues and their blind spots, that is going to cascade all the way downstream throughout the entire business. And the reason why I'm so heavily into that statement is because private equity firms and venture capital, it's the whole reason why SFX, they missed the fact that this guy was a complete fraud, is because they want the answers to be in an Excel sheet, whereas the answers are in the head, right, in the head of the leader.
I went to a pharmacy months and months and months ago, and the lights on the outside of the building, the first letter, huge letter, it's either a C or a W, I'll just tell you that, was burned out. And it drove me nuts because that tells me there's some carelessness going on within that company, within that branch or something. Am I right?
I mean, I love that example because think about what would have to happen for that. That means the worker on the, there does not care. That means the manager is not worried about whoever the owner is caring, right? That means the owner telegraphs to everybody down to the worker, I don't even care if the name of the company is correct when you pull up. So don't you worry about, the mice that are running around the back, corrupting the refrigerator. I mean, so that's 100% perfect example. Fish rots from the head.
Absolutely. There's no question. And if you have a great leader, you've got a stunning company, don't you?
You do, and I talk about that so much because I grew up under such tragic circumstances. I talk about in my book, like probably a lot of people listening, right? I was desperate, taking care of my sick mother, living on government cheese, right? And I had a choice when I was a kid. I could either choose to be a victim and decide that things keep happening to me, or from that moment forward, I happen to things. It's a much better life when you believe that good and bad, you have the ability to affect an outcome. When a leader is leaving those light bulbs blacked out, they're telling everyone else, it doesn't really matter what we do, win or lose. We're either going to succeed or not, and it doesn't matter about our actions. I always believe that I am at the epicenter of my good and bad decisions.
Was at an L.A. restaurant last week, and former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo came up to me and said hi. And he sure had his problems, didn't he?
He did. I mean, I have a pretty long background in politics in New York. I worked for Governor Pataki, actually, when I was overseeing the rebuilding of the Trade Center site.
Yeah.
Wasn't always a huge fan of Governor Cuomo, to be honest. And interesting, when you take on this righteousness, right, when you're in power, usually you get your comeuppance ultimately. So I suspect that's what happened there.
What's the main message you would like somebody to learn from Burn the Boats?
Okay. My book, Burn the Boats, was not written for the completely self-possessed, for the person who has no problem taking risk. It's written for the opposite. It's written for the person who is fearful, has anxiety, has gone through hard things. They believe that their mistakes, they're going to have to live with them forever. They're condemned. My message to you is that although I was born in extraordinary circumstances, I am not extraordinary, that you can unlock that what you suspect is great about yourself. What you need is the blueprint. And I have tapped into the blueprint by virtue of my life, and that is fully committing to my plan A, no matter what it is. I'm on the phone with you right now, George. It's 1:30 in the morning in the East Coast because I'm burning the boats from my book, Burn the Boats. And I believe anybody can do it. I'm so passionate about it. It's why I wrote the book.
I hope we crash your website with so many hits.
Thank you. I hope you do. I hope you do.
His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com, folks. Go ahead and crash it right now. And boy, they deliver. They really do.
Amazing. Thank you, George.
Is Burn the Boats your first book?
Burn the Boats is my first book. You know, I tell you how it happened, George, during the pandemic, right? I always believe that you can make an opportunity out of crisis. I had double pneumonia during a pandemic with COVID. I was sick, trying desperately to stay out of that hospital so I didn't end up on an intubator. And I said, my God, I am not going to waste this time if I get through everything. And I came up with my list. And on that list was, I need to lift other people up. That does seem to be the purpose of being on this earth. And I'm going to finish this book. And that's how I use the pandemic day in and day out to write this book.
My news guest earlier believes a crash is coming. What do you think? Economic crash.
I 100% believe we are in for a reckoning. It just makes sense. Free money isn't free. We printed trillions of dollars of it. And the only reason why it hasn't happened yet is because the consumer is paying for those eggs and milk and credit card payments and their negative equity in their car using their credit cards at 22% interest rate. Yeah. Once unemployment ticks up, we are in for a crash. Not a fast crash, a slow car crash.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
I'm told the restaurant business has not bounced back yet from COVID, that they desperately need employees. They can't find anybody.
Yeah, for those who don't know, in my portfolio, I own a lot of restaurants all over the country, fast casual restaurants, Momofuku, Bluestone Lane Coffee Shop. That is still true. We're in this crazy place. You know, we know the storm clouds up ahead, but they haven't come. No one's leveling with us to batten down the hatches, and yet still can't find labor. So as a result, you know, it's so expensive to get people to come to work, and that's the very thing driving inflation. We're stuck in this vortex that we can't get out of. Until the reckoning happens.
Do you know any restaurants we'd know?
I do. I own a company called Magnolia. It's called Banana Pudding. Those who know it, it's over on Bleecker Street, was in Sex and the City. Anybody listening, by the way, I created a code for you, MattHiggins10. Go on, you'll get a discount. Milk Bar, David Chang's Momofuku, Bluestone Lane, and Pizza, lots of brands.
Do you know Tillman Fertitti?
I do. I admire Tillman. What an incredible operator.
He's done a great job with the.
Yeah, he owns
Lakers.
That restaurant Catch in New York, which I couldn't recommend more. If you're ever in New York City, it's incredible.
And Landry's, the chain, Mastro's, he's got them all.
Yeah, he does. He does.
That is amazing. Do you sometimes pinch yourself, Matt, going, look where I am right now?
If I'm honest, I always knew I was not destined to stay in the circumstances I was born into. It's why I had the fortitude to say, you know what? There's another way. Everyone's telling me, Matt, finish high school, stay the course. I'm like, my mother's dying in the room next door, and I have nothing to eat. I see an alternative. I'm going to drop out of high school. I'm going to get my GD, and I'm going to start college at 16. Again, everyone thought I was crazy. That single decision to trust my instincts and intuition changed my whole life. So while I am so grateful and feel blessed, I don't feel lucky, and it doesn't feel unexpected, if I'm honest, George.
What was that moment that you realized I did it?
It hasn't happened yet.
You know what? Really?
When I get text after writing this book, it takes my breath away. I got a message the other day. I talk in my book about how divorce brought me to my knees, and it wasn't cancer and everything else I've been through. It was actually divorce and the breakdown of my family life and my self-esteem. I wrote about it in the book, not because I wanted to, but because I wanted somebody in the middle of the night, maybe somebody listening to this call right now who is desperate and feels like I spoke to them. I have been getting so many messages in the middle of the night from people who are going through tragedy and feel like my book gives them hope. That makes me feel like I made it. You know, it's the first time in my life I've ever experienced that feeling, and I feel like I'm starting to make it because of the feedback of the book.
I have a issue with myself that I cannot pass up a homeless person without giving him some kind of, or her, some kind of money. It doesn't necessarily have to be a lot.
Isn't that a great thing, George?
I feel good about it, and I don't do it for myself. I obviously do it to help them. But there's a young guy who sits outside a post office here in L.A. that I go to quite a bit. And I see him all the time, and I help him out as much as I can. And finally, I stop to talk to him. I've never done that before. I just have always just said, hey, I'll be right back. I'll give you some money. I asked him his name. His name's Michael. I asked him how he got into the situation he was. And he was very forthright, and I said, well, hey, my name's George, just remember that. And then as I left, after about a 10-minute conversation with the guy, I turned around and said, what's my name? He remembered it. And but, you know, he must be about 25, 26 years old, sitting on the cement in front of the post office with a little blanket around him. And one day he might be like you or might like me. He may hit his home run.
I love this story, George. You know, I want to tell you something really quick, an improbable story, but I have had two meetings in the last year and a half with Pope Francis, two private audiences.
Good for you.
Yeah, to talk about our shared, you know, passion for human rights. And I was sitting with him in this private setting, extraordinary, and he gave a talk about the purpose of life. And he said about the purpose of life and to do good work on this earth is proximity to those who are in need. It's to get closer to them, to show them dignity. It's why he washes feet, right? And I was sitting there thinking, I remembered my mother when we were desperate. All she wanted to do was to get her hair washed. And no one at a salon would let her because she couldn't bathe anymore. It's hard to say, but I would give her sponge baths.
Yeah.
And she felt repulsive. Everybody needs to be seen. That's what we crave the most. And that's what the Pope said, is go to the periphery where people need you the most and give them the dignity of letting them be seen, like what you did with that homeless gentleman.
How old was your mother when you lost her?
She was 52.
Oh, that's young.
Yeah. So smart, fiercely intelligent, but just there were no answers. Society, it's hard. You know, people think, well, just, you know, go to the hospital. Or like when you have all sorts of problems, she was very obese. There isn't a single answer, and she was drowning. That's why I worked so hard. And the sad part is, George, I went from making $3.75 scraping gum at McDonald's, dropped out of high school. By the time I was 26, I was making $100,000, Mayor Giuliani's press secretary. I had done it, and I go to work, and she calls me and says, you know, Matt, I just called an ambulance. And by the time I got there, she had died. And so it taught me there's no cavalry coming. Like, then there's no guaranteed happy endings in life, that you have to do what you can. But what I took from that, the best use of my life, my power, my money, my influence, this book, is if I could ameliorate suffering like what you did with that homeless man, if I could give people dignity and never forget where I came from.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.